I'm Sean Clancy, and I'm in the room at the Breeders' Cup. The first one for me was the first one for everybody, 1984. My dad was making nachos, chips, and cheese in the microwave, and we were watching the best of the best from a farmhouse in Pennsylvania. NBC in all its glory, the sport in all its glory. A 14-year-old kid, a wannabe jockey, a couple of pony races in the books, that's all, watching my heroes. Don McBeth won the opener on Chief's Crown, the consummate professional, a jockey's jockey, gone way too soon. Eddie Delahousse, Fernando Toro, Yves Saint Laurent, Walter Guerra, Craig Perrette. In the classic, Pat Day implored wild again. Angel Cordero muscled Slough of Gold, and Lafitte Pinkeye cajoled Gate Dancer. Photo finish, inquiry, chaos, brilliance. You knew the game would never be the same. It was a race a day that left you winded, changed, stunned. The first I saw live was 1997 at Hollywood Park. By then, my riding career was stalling. I went to the Breeders' Cup to watch instead of riding a no-hoper at a meet called Stono Ferry in the sand dunes of South Carolina. The Blood Horse gave me an assignment, got permission for me to be in the jocks room, right there with my heroes. Seven races, two pages. It went like this. Shane Sellers called home after the Breeders' Cup and talked to his son Saban, who has Skipaway all over his room. Did you see Daddy win? Yeah, Daddy. What did you say? Come on, Daddy. Come on, Daddy. And then the phone went cold. Did you see Skippy? Yeah, Daddy. And then freezing. What's wrong? Why did Mikey ride him, Daddy? Why didn't you? It was Mikey's turn, son. And so it was. Smith rode Skipaway for the first time in the Breeders' Cup Classic on November 8th at Hollywood Park. His turn came because trainer Sonny Hine had fired Sellers as Skipaway's jockey after second in the Woodward Stakes 7 weeks earlier. Jerry Bailey took his turn, winning the Jockey Club Gold Cup 3 weeks before the Classic, but opted for Barron's on Cup Day, leaving Skipaway open for the richest race in the world. So Smith got the ride on Sellers' career horse, and a close friendship nearly became claustrophobic. Smith, 32, and Sellers, 31, are best friends, period. Despite riding on different circuits for most of the year, Sellers and Smith are family. They laugh together, they eat together, sing together. They think the best thing about Saratoga is that the other one is there. We got along right away. It wasn't like we had to get to know each other or anything, Smith said. We were great friends from the start, like now. They met at Oaklawn Park in 1983 while they attempted to be jockeys. We were two young guys just happy to ride the eighth race, or any race, Smith said. We never thought this would happen. We were just happy to be there. We used to talk about what it would be like to ride races like this. Now they know. Sellers checked off his first Breeders' Cup victory on Countess Diana and the Juvenile Fillies, while Smith won two on the card to top $7 million in career Breeders' Cup earnings. Skipaway provided enough emotion to make the $7 million as important as 7 cents. I rode him for me and him. I really thought that way, Smith said. When I stood up, I felt that it was for both of us. I feel bad for Shane that he wasn't on the horse, because the outcome would have been the same if he was. That's what I believe. That's what I know. But Smith's best friend was nowhere near Skipaway in the Classic. Sellers was on 76-1 shot Honor Glide, while his best friend rode the 9-5 big horse. Skipaway banged out a 3-year-old championship last year with Sellers as his first pilot. They won the Woodbine Million, Bluegrass Stakes, and Jockey Club Gold Cup. This year, Skipaway and Sellers captured the Suburban and the Massachusetts Handicap. But that's all history. Sellers is back riding 70-1 shots in the biggest race of the year and waiting for his time to come again. It just makes me a little mad. It's not good for a young man's career or his confidence, Sellers said before the race. I've got to keep going forward. It brings tears to my eyes when I think about it, because I want to be on the horse. Tears were in his eyes after the Classic. Sellers quietly got off Honor Glide, slipped through the tunnel, and one intrepid reporter at his side. The jockey couldn't speak. He just walked, expressionless, back to the safety of the jocks room, while Smith basked in Skipaway's zenith. Sellers retreated down below Hollywood Park. Smith may as well have been on top of it. We dream of days like this, Smith said. This is for all my friends and family, especially Shane. Sellers and Smith admit they're emotional, especially with each other, and especially after a race like this. Smith pumped the air as he crossed the wire, saluted the man above, and relished the moment. Smith let it out. Sellers feigned stoicism. I was trying not to let it show. I was trying to go about my business, Sellers said. Mark Guidry gave me a hug, and I couldn't help it. I broke down and cried a little. Sellers' peers rallied to his side. The biggest thing that helped me was Chris McCarron came in my corner, shook my hand, and said, "I know you're feeling bad, but I want you to pick up your chin because there's a Breeders' Cup Classic with your name on it, and I want you to believe that because that's the truth." He was sincere about it, Sellers said. It really touched me. I thought this guy didn't have to do that. I didn't want anybody to feel sorry for me. The devil could pity Sellers after Skipaway roared home in the Classic. Jockeys get replaced more often than diapers in a nursery. It happens all the time, but rarely with horses like Skipaway and in races like the Breeders' Cup Classic. Skipaway and Sellers were a team. They never reached a Cigar Bailey Mystique or a Ron Turcotte Secretariat fame, but Skipaway was Sellers' Secretariat, and Saturday he was Smith's. A jockey switch never caused more introspection. Sellers did enough for all the jilted jockeys in all the world. I was so happy before the Classic because I won my first Breeders' Cup race. Then after it, I couldn't feel that joy anymore. Finally, I sat down and said, "You know, you're being selfish here. There's a lot of guys that would give anything to be in your shoes. You win your first Breeders' Cup and you're not happy? You gotta let it go. You gotta be happy for Mike. Be happy that you won your first Breeders' Cup." And from that point on, it was all right. I went and took my shower. When the water drained and Smith stopped talking, the friends finally met. "He'll give me a big hug and be happy for me," Smith predicted before the race, if in fact Skipaway did win the Classic. The embrace was delivered quicker than a 1-5 shot, but behind closed doors. The two jockeys fell into the side room, away from all spectators, cameras, and applause. This wasn't Smith and Sellers' two jockeys. This was two friends, two brothers who had just been through enough to send most to opposite corners of a ring. Instead, they're locked on each other. "I love you, man," spills out in both directions. A minute later, the door opens and two buddies emerge, deciding on dinner plans and what to do on Sunday afternoon. Good jockeys know how to switch sticks, dictate pace, and read tracks. They also know how to be resilient. "Win, lose, or draw, I couldn't pull against Skipaway and I couldn't pull against Mike," Sellers said. "I'm over it. He's not my horse anymore. And it wasn't my time. It was Mike Smith's day." And here we are, 24 years later. Smith is still going strong. Sellers is long since retired. Day and Cordero and Pinkai, Delahousse and Perrette are in the Hall of Fame. Shoemaker and Swinburne and Ettery, Romero and Gogo are gone. So many memories, so many moments. And still, my heroes go out there and make magic for all the world to see. Ride like the wind, jockeys.